Okay, Bez Hashem, today we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Maisos, and the parak is going to continue by discussing different things that are koveya for a chi of Maisos, but now we're moving from the issue of Mechira and going back to the issue of being brought into the Chatzar, that when something is brought into the Chatzar, that is koveya for a chi of Maisos. So it says in Mishnah, Mavir teinu b'chatzar liktos. Let's say a person doesn't bring the fruit into the Chatzar to remain in the Chatzar, but he's just using the Chatzar as a passageway to bring them to where he wants to bring them to ultimately dry them. So he's passing through the chatzer to get to where he has a nice sunny spot that he can lay out the figs in order to dry them. So then, the members of his household, his children, are allowed to snack from them and their potter. We don't view that entering the chatzer as something that's koveya for maestros, because the chatzer is only koveya for maestros when there's a gemar melacha, but they didn't yet have a gemar melacha, since the plan is to dry them. Now it's interesting, the bartender points out, it says Banavu b'nei Beso are allowed to eat from them, but he himself, the bartender, says the diuk that you could obviously make is aval hu asur lechol el makam shos maktios mishum demakam nikish lo nigmar melachto. He would not be allowed to eat from them, even to snack from them while they're in the chatzer. Once they get to the place where you're going to spread them out to dry, and it's obvious that it's not yet a gemar melacha, because they're in a place where you will spread them out to dry, but you have not yet spread them out to dry, then even he is allowed to eat from them. The Banav B'nei Beso can eat from them even when they're in the Chatzar, because they don't have the right to decide whether it's a Gemar Melacha or not, and therefore they're subjugated to his desire to make it not a Gemar Melacha, to make it that they're still going to be dried out. So anyway, so if these figs are being brought through the Chatzar, not the owner, but the other members of his family are allowed to snack from them. Hapolim Shimov, there are the workers that are with him, meaning workers who help him carry the figs to where they're going to dry. If they don't have rights to food as part of their employment agreement is, and he's going to give it to them anyway as a gift. So then, not give it to them as part of their compensation, meaning they have a compensation package, and then he just decides to be nice to his workers, so he throws it in as a gift. This is there's no sale that happened, and therefore they're allowed to eat from it, and it's going to be potter. But if it's part of their compensation package, then they're not even allowed to snack from it. See, this is a different distinction than the one we've been working with until now. Until now, we're in the previous Mishnayos, in the previous Perek, we were talking about whether the owner is by Torah law obligated to provide them with food. If he's by Torah law obligated to provide them with food, that's not a mechira either. We're not discussing that at all now. Now we're talking about cases where by Torah law he's certainly not obligated to supply them with food, and the question is, in what way does he supply them with food when he's not obligated? If he's doing it just as a gift that he throws on last minute, even after the wages have already been determined, so then that's just a gift, and that's not koveya for maestros. But if it's as part of the compensation package, then that's considered a mechira, and that taka is koveya for maestros. Now, Mishnah Beis tells us that again, continuing to talk about workers eating figs that were maestros, where you were not mafresh maestros yet. So it's going to talk about figs that are still out in the field, meaning in Mishnah Aleph we're talking about figs that were brought through a courtyard to be brought out to dry. So over here we're talking about figs that are still out in the field, and again we're going to distinguish between workers getting the rights to eat the figs as part of their compensation versus getting it as a matana. So motzi pa of Lasada, if a person takes his workers out into the field, you know, where his fig trees are, the orchards, I guess you call them, and they want a snack on the figs, so bizman she'ein lahem alav mezonos ochlin upturin. If they don't have the right to get to eat as part of their compensation package, but he lets them take some anyway, so then that's considered a gift, and therefore they're allowed to eat it, and it's not koveya for maestros, because a gift is not koveya for maestros, only a mecher is koveya for maestros. But v'im yesh lahem alav mezonos, if they do have the the right to get food from him, and that's part of their payment, not a right by Torah law, but by part of their employment agreement, then that's considered a mecher, and that's koveya for maisos. So therefore, they're going to have to be mafresh maisos as follows. Ochlin achas min ha'teina. They could eat one at a time from the fig tree, because the we're assuming like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that we had in the last perek, that even a mecher is only koveya for maisros when you have some sort of gemar malacha, and it's only considered a gemar malacha if it's piled together. And midrabanan, we consider even just two of them together to be considered like a pile, but one of them is not going to be considered a pile, and therefore, yes, it's a mecher, but since they're only eating one at a time, it's not yet considered a gemar malacha. Avalomina sal, avalomina kupa, avalomina muktza. But they're not allowed to even eat one fig at a time if it's from a basket or a box of figs or a pile of figs, because then it's considered to be fully processed, it's considered to be a gemar malacha. And that, if you have a gemar malacha plus a mechira, that's for sure going to be aser. Now, this is different than Mishnah Aleph, because in Mishnah Aleph, the figs were brought through the chatzer on the way to the place where they were going to be dried, and then we said that the workers aren't even allowed to eat them achas achas. Over here, we're a little more makel. We allow them to eat them one at a time, because over here, we have two things that are koveya happening over there, we had two things that are koveya happening to those figs. There was a mechira, and there was a riyas pnei achatzer. So it happens to be the riyas pnei achatzer wasn't a real riyas pnei achatzer, because it was only a passage through to get to the point where they were going to dry. And the mechira alone doesn't work because there was no gemar melacha. But the combination of those two makes it uncomfortable enough for us to say, you know what, they shouldn't eat from it at all. But in this Mishnah, they're out in the field. There was no riyas pnei achatzer. So the only issue is the mecher. So as far as mecher is concerned, it's only going to be something that's koveya for maisos if there's also some level of gemar malacha. How much of a gemar malacha? When you have a couple of them together, that's going to be considered gemar malacha. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we learned that if you're bringing figs through a chatzer in order to dry them somewhere else, the household members of the owner of the figs are allowed to snack from them, because the riyas pnei chatzer is not considered something that's koveya, because it's clear not a gemar malacha yet, even though the owner himself is not allowed to snack from them in the courtyard. And as far as workers being able to snack from them, it depends on whether it is a gift. If it's a gift, then there's no kaviyah for maestros, and they're allowed to snack from them. But if it's something that's part of their compensation, then that's considered a mecher, and they're not allowed to snack from them. And then Mishnah Beis discussed if you're not going through a chater, but you just brought your workers out to the field. So if you're just giving it as a bonus, you're just throwing in that they're allowed to eat from it, so then that's a gift, and they're allowed to eat from it without being mafresh shumas or maisos. But if it's part of their compensation package, then they would have to be mafresh shumas or maisos if they want to eat more than one at a time. They'd be allowed to eat one at a time even without being mafresh shumas or maisos, but if they wanted to eat more than one at a time, they'd have to be mafresh. Or if they're eating it from a pile of figs, like in a box or a basket or something like that, then also they would have to be mafresh trumos and maisos. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel.